I'm Hector Garcia, and in 2012, I started an advertising agency in my daughter's pink bedroom and with $750. Today, that agency is worth over $10 million. It took a lot of pain, plenty of failure, and a lot of hustle. Running a business isn't easy, but today I want to share with you what you usually don't see beyond the hustle. Welcome back to episode number 6 now of Beyond the Hustle. I'm Hector Garcia. Thank you guys for joining and listening and watching. And if you haven't yet, make sure you guys subscribe to us on YouTube. And we're also on Spotify. We're on the Apple Podcasts and all your podcasting platforms. And thanks for everybody who's following and letting me know in messages that they are listening and watching. Today, I have some really cool dynamic duo, incredible entrepreneurs that I really highly look up to in business. These guys are not only just not just a client of ours here at Brand Nation. We've been working with them since 2018, and but they are incredibly great friends of mine. And I am proud to be able to help them and serve them at any capacity. Today, I have Houston Glover and Archie Lopez of TPC Industrial. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, I really, it's an honor to be able to interview you guys and come on the show here. This is now our 6th show. Thank you also, by the way, props to Nolan Pena, who was our producer of the show and putting out the hype reels for us. So thank you, Nolan, for that. Guys, give us a little bit of a brief of what TPC Industrial is.
We've been around since 2018. Mm-hmm. It's kind of family-oriented, family-driven. It started out with just a pipe dream that Archie and I had. We do a lot with what everybody else does around here. In the oil and gas industry, was providing pipe and fittings. We try and do it in a different way. We try to do it more more family-oriented and more service-driven.
Okay.
And we've kind of established ourselves in the last 7 years that way.
And your typical clientele is who?
Everybody on the Gulf Coast, Exxon, Chevron, pipelines, really anybody we have as contractors, subcontractors. We've gotten more lately with the data market, data centers, microchip plants, battery plants.
Wow.
So we're kind of getting out, not getting out,
expanding
from just the Gulf Coast oil and gas to different aspects. We kind of have the markets trending.
Now, you guys have been in business since 2018?
Yes, sir. 2018. We opened up. Well, actually, we got our certificate from the state saying that we're a company in a December of 2017.
Which was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a very huge thing. And then January of 2018, we got our funds on January the 2nd. We got our building on January the 3rd. Him and I went in, painted, built cabinet or built, what do you call those?
We built a cabinet, but he made me move. That's what
it was a counter.
Too tall for him.
Yeah, it was too tall for me. Built a counter and everything. And then probably on January 15th is when we opened the doors.
Yeah.
And the Lord has really blessed us all the way through up until now.
And it's evident there. So I would tell you guys have done a phenomenal job and making some noise in the industry.
A little bit.
But, you know, now since 2018, what was the first, I guess, event, or really the first hustle that you guys had that you said, you know, we got something here? Like, what was that? What was one moment that y'all had to say, you know what, we have something special?
His intuition.
And by the way, you guys might not see this, but like this guy, he looks like he's 21 years old. Archie, show your age if you want.
I'm 65.
65. But man, that is some great jeans there. I'm sure he's full of energy too at the office too, right, Houston?
I can't even imagine. He makes me look like a buffalo log. That's what he does.
But no, so what was that one event that you said, you know, we got something really special here?
We've had several events, but.
First one.
Yeah. This is going to sound corny, okay? Mm-hmm. But whenever we talked about it and everything. He goes, hey, I got a truck for us.
Right.
And it was, I don't know, how old was the truck?
96.
It was a 96. It was a flatbed truck.
Right.
And he goes.
Gasoline engine.
Gasoline engine. It's a, yeah, flatbed gasoline truck. And we bought it from a little a company there in Mont Belvieu. Anyway, my thought process was, wow, this is our first company truck. Mm. So for me, even though it doesn't seem like a big thing, that was special to me.
Right.
You know, having, okay, this is one item or one product that's TPC's and nobody can take it away from us. And then, you know, little by little, we just, you know, started growing. This guy here, I always tell him he's the face of the company, but because of his knowledge that he has in the industry, it's just, you know, me listening to him, we share one big office.
Yeah, and so, not, and the, for the listeners too as well, these guys are co-owners. They're business partners.
Yes.
At TPC.
Yeah, be sure you say business partners.
Yes. We're in the right neighborhood for the other way, but
yes, exactly.
But
just saying, okay, just saying.
You identify.
Yeah, as you have to identify. You have to identify. You are
all manly here. Yeah. But no. So how did you guys meet?
Well.
He told his son to stay away from me when he was a kid.
Okay.
Not a kid, but in high school.
What?
He'll tell you his side. He'll tell you
his
side.
Stranger danger.
Hold on.
I wasn't running around in a van with candy.
Here, I'm going to go ahead and
truck. What? Stay away from Houston.
I'll go ahead and tell you, okay?
Okay.
So my son and him, mm-hmm. they became best friends.
Okay.
Probably right out of high school.
Is that AJ?
Yeah, AJ. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, AJ. In school, they didn't like each other.
Okay.
They were very competitive. But once they graduated and everything, AJ started hanging around him and, what are you doing tonight, son? I'm going to go hang out with Houston. Son. Yeah.
Stay away.
Just no, I never said stay away. I just said, just be careful. Yeah. Be smart.
I didn't have a good rap.
Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And
well, Houston, how were you in high school?
High school. I had a rough patch after getting out of high school.
Okay. All right.
Like everybody else does. Live and learn.
Okay.
Do some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I got off on a bad path for a little bit.
Who didn't? Who hasn't? Like, I mean, everybody
has. Yeah, everybody has.
I don't regret one bit of it.
Sure.
Because it's I'm open about it.
Yeah.
He's heard stories and be like, dude, what? What? Right. I'm like, yeah. He's like, there's no way. And I'm like, yeah, 100%. Right. So, I mean, it was just a part of my life that it was a growing and learning and loving time.
Sure.
And it happened.
And then,
but
so
you're that side.
You're also, so now you're friends with AJ, which is Archie's son. And Archie, you're telling your son, hey, be careful who you hang out with. And
yeah, not who you hang out with.
Mr. Glover
guy. Just be careful with Houston. Just be careful with
Houston. It's not everybody. It's just me.
Yeah, I knew everybody else. It was just him.
Yeah.
So, you know, but one thing, without going into, you know, details, because there's some good stuff in there. Mm-hmm. But without going into all that, Houston ended up going, visiting our church.
Okay. What church is that?
Mercy Gate Church
okay.
in Mont Belvieu, Texas.
Okay.
He visited one time, or the first time. That Monday, he calls me. I'm working for another company. He calls me and says, hey, man, can we have lunch?
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, what does this guy want?
You know? Right.
But the good thing, the awesome thing about it was that he had questions.
Yeah.
Because he grew up Catholic.
Okay.
And it just happens that Sunday, Pastor talked a little bit about tithing.
Right.
So we talked about tithing. I explained to him how tithing works and everything. And then he talked about how he grew up as a Catholic. And I just told him, you have to make whatever the best decision for your family. You can't worry about anybody else.
Sure.
It's just you and your family now. So you got to find out what works for y'all. And then one thing led to another. In 2016, he came to me and said, hey, man, can you look at my business plan?
Mm-hmm.
I was unemployed there.
Sure.
I looked at it, gave it back to him.
What did you do before, Archie?
I've been in the hose business, okay. Hydraulic hoses, industrial hoses.
Let's clarify once again, where are mantras?
He had the purple.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a van as well. Right.
Yeah, I got in the. Okay, do I keep going or what? I'm just kidding.
That's what they call it.
What?
I'm in the hose business.
Yeah. I'm in the hose business.
He's got a big chain around his neck.
Right. But for the
hydraulic okay, and industrial go. Hoses.
You go, thank you.
Yeah, hydraulic.
So our listeners, you know, 80% of 95% of them don't understand that part. We're industrial. So when you say hose,
yeah.
then they're like,
yeah, no, I totally get
big
it.
Purple chain.
Yeah, totally yeah. get it. But it's I've been in the industrial and hydraulic hose uh-huh. industry since right out of high school in 78.
Right.
And I've been doing that for, well, since 78. And then in 2018, when him and I, he found out that I quit my job. He had quit his job in the same month. And he calls me up. We go to Outback and we meet. We go over the business plan and everything. And then we're going to implement his side of the industry first, mm-hmm. which is pipe, valves, fittings. And then after a year, implement my side, which is industrial hoses and hydraulic hoses.
Okay.
And here we are, you know, 7.5 years, and we're still doing pipe, valves, and fittings.
We're going to get to the hose. We're going to get to
industrial hoses and hydraulic hoses, okay?
Eventually.
Okay, industrial.
If we didn't quit
I don't know
first.
If it's the marketing we want to put out there, guys.
Yeah, be sure you say industrial and hydraulic, okay? You got to put that before. But anyway, just the PVF industry, yeah. that's what it's called, PVF. The PVF industry, for us, it's just grown so much.
Right.
That we really hadn't had a chance to, or let me put it this way, I really hadn't had to have a chance to really focus on inventory, how much money it's going to cost and everything, what machines we need and everything, because right now the PVF is just, it's doing really, really sure. well for us.
You guys went right into a warehouse and just started from your homes. What was the first day of teaching?
I wish it was your story, yeah. like with having your daughter's room. That would have been cool.
So what is your story? You just went right into a warehouse?
Oh, dude. So let me just tell you from this perspective. So what I was talking about, his intuition.
Yeah.
I was talking about that to begin with. So it's been multiple accounts across the entire birth of this company has been Archie's intuition with certain things.
Okay.
Whether it's, hey, don't worry about this. We're going to get the money in.
Right.
Whether it's cash flow basis, whether it's hiring. I can't even hire it anymore in our company.
Right.
I can't even interview people because I always mess it up. He's got that thing.
Incredible, yeah.
But you talk about a building, right? So we had a guy, we found a building, 8,000 square foot, I think.
9,000
in Pasadena, where we first started. The first time we met you. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we had that building, and there was a guy that was the realtor and part owner in the building, and he kept pushing us to, hey, we need your deposit. We need your deposit. So I'm looking at him going, hey, let's go ahead and put the deposit down. He said, we don't even have the funds to start the company yet.
Wow.
Let's wait. And I said, well, this building's going to be gone. I'm always knee-jerk. He sit back, think about it for a week, and make the right decision. Right. I'm the knee-jerk, make the wrong decision right off the bat.
Right.
So he sits there and he goes, son, he goes, if we're meant to be in that building will be there when we're there. Well, Archie, they've got 3-4 other calls on it.
And
they've got
they've
got all these people that are calling for this one building, and we think it's perfect for us. Let's find the money. Let's do something to get to secure this building. Hey, if it's meant to be, we'll be in that building. If not, we find another one.
Very good.
So sit back, and of course, I'm just wanting to strangle him.
Right.
Like, hey, this is our one opportunity.
What'd I get myself into?
And he goes,
that's probably one of your first disagreements.
Oh, no. It wasn't a disagreement. It was more like, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And, which I've only not yes, sir, in about 2 or 3 times. And they've all been wrong. So now it's just 100% yes, sir.
Right.
But we get funded on the second, I think, or the third.
Mm-hmm.
And we call the realtor. And I said, hey, we've got the money. We're set to be able to. Well, it's still on the market. It's all yours.
Wow.
I'm so glad that y'all called and got everything taken care of by now. It's all yours. And so 2 weeks previous to that, we're missing an opportunity. We thought this building was perfect. We thought this intuition.
Right.
It's that faith, that if this is meant to happen, it will. It's the maturation, it's the maturity that he has with knowing, hey, sit back and
where does
relax.
That come from, Archie?
God. You know, I grew up in church. I grew up in church and everything, so I've been around church all my life. And here we are.
Yeah. It's knowing no matter what the outcome is, it's, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Actually, I can't tell you. I mean, we could sit here for 3 hours and talk about those decisions and those statements and those things he said.
Right.
Even nonchalantly or putting his foot down. Either way, they've all been right.
Yeah.
Like what I said, that it has been.
But at that intuition, but also combined with your knee-jerk reactions, kind of created almost a perfect. Perfect storm of sorts, because you guys are probably one of the top, if not the best, in the industry.
Try to be.
I'm sure you try to be.
Try to be, yes. Yeah,
never perfect, but always in the process of perfection.
Yes, sir.
But
in our own lane.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you guys started off, what was your first, if you mind being transparent, like your revenue first year, what did that look like?
Hmm. Well, Our projection.
Our first 5 years.
Our first year. So what was your first year?
So our projection was like 4.25.
Okay.
And we did 5.2.
First year. Wow.
Yes.
Four of us there.
Right. Cool. Wow.
Yeah, just four of us. Maybe? Yeah, it was just him and I, and then a warehouse guy and our accounting girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is the challenges that you guys face today that you didn't face, that you've, now that you've grown at this level, you have now a whole facility out in Mount Bellevue, east side of Houston. If those people watching, Mount Bellevue is about 15 minutes on the outside of Houston, going towards Louisiana.
Yeah,
right.
Now, you guys have a whole facility that you guys rightfully own, right?
Yes, sir.
With land and property, and you have a great team out there. I've seen your trucks driving around town.
Yeah.
I was about to report them to the.
We've had that happen more than once. Don't worry.
Yes, we have.
One guy flipped me off. No, I'm kidding. By the way, they did not. But what are the challenges you guys face today that you did not foresee when you opened this business 7 years ago? Like I would, like something that you say, man, I wish you had the intuition, right? So, but. Maybe for you, like, what did you see? What is something that you did not see coming?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether we didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. We would hope we would get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me would be growth.
Right.
You know, because it was just us, you know, just him and I, a couple other people. And, man, we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
You know, but we start growing more and more. So we're having to bring in more employees, hire more people, trust them.
But trusting with your business.
Yes, 100%.
They're driving with trucks around with your name on it.
Yes.
It represents.
And like you said earlier.
We'll be sitting for 2 or 3 hours talking about that. Right?
Like you said earlier, yes. We've had some calls or what have you. But for me, I think it's growth. Mm-hmm. Just we want to grow, but whenever it happens, it's kind of like, okay, what do we do?
Right.
You know, it's too late to, we got to start brainstorming or whatever. Even though we do brainstorm before, but all of a sudden it just hits you, you know, and then you're, okay, we got 18 employees.
Yeah.
When we started out with four, we're going to have to hire a couple of more, you know. So for me, I don't know if it's for him, but for me, it's just growth, you know, and maintaining. But when you grow, you have to hire people. But you have to have the revenue to keep those people.
Sure.
You know, when
you grow, it sounds good. 20 million.
Sounds like a blast. You got 26.
Then then you got people to pay.
On his hiring statement, the morale. You also got to have the right people. You got to have the right personality.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And that's what I struggle with. And he was. Him and my wife were.
And they all sound good in the interview process. They all sound good.
100%.
Until 90 days later.
They sound good to him, not me. They sound good to him.
My wife, both are sitting there. AJ, Amber, and Archie all sitting there. And we're talking about a certain situation, and he goes, yeah, well, you trust everybody. And AJ goes, yeah, well, you just trust everybody. And Amber goes, yeah, you just trust everybody. And I'm going, if all three of them, if my work wife, my real wife, my best friend,
right,
we're all saying the same thing, hence why I can't hire anymore. Mm. That's
Archie, what is in the interview process, I know people probably who went through the interview process probably going to listen to this. What is that one thing you look for? What is a red flag? Say, you know what? I'm not hiring. This person's not good for the team.
So
they're going to find out Archie's techniques. So they
please take notes. I want to figure out where it's at. Right. So when he leaves me, I can still do something right.
It's not for me. It's not a technique. I think for me, it's just a gift that God's given me.
Right.
You know, and he can bring somebody in, and I say 90% of the people that we hire, they sit in front of his desk, and I just listen.
Right.
He's doing the interview. I'm listening and everything. Then after it's up, Archie, got any questions? And I might ask a few questions or what have you. If we bring him back a second time, then I ask questions like, what do you do in your spare time? Mm. Do you have children? I know I'm not supposed to ask this. Do you go to church?
Right.
What church do you go to?
Yeah.
You know, I like to get personal with them. You like reading books. Mm-hmm. What kind of books do you like? You
right.
know? I don't care if they don't know the industry, but if they can be taught, and if it's someone that I believe that can grow, that wants to grow with our company, I'll tell him, hey, I know he doesn't look like much or she doesn't look like much,
yeah,
but I'm telling you, they're going to stick around for a while. Mm. I don't know. I don't know. One guy we had to bring in one person we had to bring in two or three times. What's the problem? I don't know. You know,
he impersonates you very well, by the way.
After 8 years, I mean, you know, but right. The good thing about it is that, yes, I have, you know, I do believe I do have some gifts that the Lord's given me, but where I lack,
right,
he's strong in.
Yeah,
finances,
the yin to the yang.
Yes, exactly. The financing of the company, the P&Ls and everything, you know. He's a numbers guy. Everything just comes to him. Me, okay, 1 + 1 equal 2. Okay, and he's already down, you know. So where I lack, he picks up.
Right.
You know, and I think that's why we're a good combination, because I don't try to outdo him in
you're in no competition with him.
No, I'm not in competition.
That's a challenge with a lot of business partners. They get together. One, I would tell you, there's a friend of mine that's in a business. They have a business partnership, and they've been friends since college, and it sounded like a great idea. They built a successful business together, but that business, they started, it was more a competition now within their team of who's better than the other.
Oh, yeah.
Now in the middle of a fallout.
No.
So you gotta have that, you know, that chemistry together.
Yes.
And understanding, you know, when he wins, Houston wins.
Yeah.
When Houston wins, we Archie win.
Yes.
We all win.
Yes, exactly.
There's no competition. There's nothing.
I got told so many times before we started, for people that are in business, hey, don't be 50-50. Somebody's going to be 51, somebody's going to be 49.
Right.
There has to be that distinction when a decision has to be made.
Right.
When we haven't agreed and I've pushed, when we haven't agreed and I've pushed, and he's eventually said, hey, look, you make your bed, you sleep in it, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
He's let me hang myself. Hey, give me enough rope to hang myself.
Sure.
With certain situations and certain things.
Right.
But it's always, outside of about 3 or 4 different decisions, it's been, hey, if we're not both in on it, we're not doing it. And the times that we haven't been in on it, it's been the knee-jerk guy going, hey, we're doing this. We're going to do this. And he's going, okay.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. Go do it. And there's been a negative reaction to it for the most part. Now, have I learned from it? Yes. But he's let me get out on that rope long enough
to learn,
and it's awesome. Phenomenal.
You know, what I look at, Hector, is like you mentioned earlier, I'm 65.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through everything that he's been through.
Right.
Meaning, in the work industry. You know, had to work my way up, had to, you know, not really fight, but just be who you are and work yourself up the ladder. I don't have time to argue with him about this, that.
Okay? Right.
I really don't, you know. Like I said, I'm 65. I just told him the other day, you know what, give me a couple of years till I'm 67. That way I can get my full benefits. Yeah. You know, I think it's a 67.
Greed.
It's greed. It's what I'm entitled to. I think it's 67 where you get all your benefits.
Right.
You know? I said, just let me get to 67.
At what point do you feel like
it's never time
to hang your hat?
All right, so I told somebody the other day. We were sitting there talking. Him and I were talking. And yeah. He's like, hey, well, we talk about a buyout. Uh-huh. You know, we talk about getting out. I said, what are you going to do? Why don't you stay on? You got your desk. Well, I want to travel with Mama. I want to take Sandra places. Go do all that. Your desk can stay right here.
Right. Like, just come right
I don't understand the problem. I said, you know what? So you know those 3, 4, 5-year-olds have a blanket, mm-hmm. have a stuffed animal they have to sleep with every night? It's their stuffy.
Right.
You're my stuffy.
That's what he said.
He's my safety blanket. He's the guy that makes sure I don't.
Yeah.
And I'll be 40 in 2 months.
Wow.
And it's still... Like, there's a time, but he always told me, man, he said, there's a time that it'll be my time to exit. It'll be my time to go, and I'll be able to go do my stuff, but I will not leave you until I know it's that time.
Yeah. That's an incredible dynamic there.
It's unbelievable.
That's a real blessing there as far as that, be able to have that capacity and the chemistry. Now, what makes TPC in the world of... In the industrial, in your industry, you have competitors that are national, and we talked about earlier. But what makes you guys different? Why should somebody pick TPC over the guys down the street?
Well, I'm going to speak a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Even though he's more knowledgeable.
By the way, this is a feedback. So Archie, before he says, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'll be back in a week. You're not going to see me.
Yeah, and I did tell Hector that, hey, get with him.
I didn't know what to expect.
Get with him on it. What happened? Yeah,
so if you didn't know, what I did was I said, you know what? Houston's going to be in the show. I mean, Archie's going to be in the show. I'm going to wheel a chair right here, whether he likes it or not. Uh-huh. He's going to join.
And I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
You got
to. Yeah, yeah, you got to.
I'm more in the back.
Well, you're doing great. So you guys have great information.
What was the question?
What makes you guys different?
Well, I think number one is there's a couple of factors. Number one is the knowledge that Houston has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I will put Houston up against anybody in the PVF industry. And 9 times out of 10, he's going to end up on top. He's just funny. He knows the market. He knows the industry. He knows... We have engineers that bring drawings to him, that send him drawings.
Right.
He's looking at the drawings. He goes, oh, no, that ain't going to work like that. So he calls them up. Hey, it's not going to work this way because da-da-da. Well, they're engineers. They got a degree. He doesn't. We go ahead and send it. 2 months later, hey, you were right.
Wow.
You know, and it's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, so number one, the big advantage is that my partner knows the industry inside and out. Number two is the people that we have working for us. We created a culture. You talk about the culture.
We created a culture of people that actually care, that want to be a part of a family. It's not a job. It's much like Brand Nation. I know it is, dude.
Right.
I've heard you talk about it and the people you have, and I've seen the evolution of you the last...
The hundreds of employees that have gone through here?
Yeah. You're going to have that.
That could be 3 hours on that.
No. You're going to have that.
It's a culture that we have. And so, you know, I started out in the field and started out working. My stepdad told me you're going to work in the field because you're not going to lay on your dead ass and sit here at home.
Right. Yep.
So then I was brought up on the different side of this. I never knew I was going to get to the sales part of or the ownership or whatever it is on the PBS side. All I know is I have my hands on it and came up that way, working at Exxon, working at Chevron, working at Shell, working at all these different places with my hands on the stuff we're selling now. I have my hands on it.
Yeah.
Looked at drawings, look at orthos, look at ISOs, look at a management side of it, of the construction world, And so back then it was, okay, we could save $500 and go with X person, or we could spend an extra $1,500 and go with Z, but I know it'll be here in 2 hours. Mm. So when you're sitting there with 55 guys on a job site and you're waiting on a $500 part that your management didn't want to spend $1,000 on to save $500, but yet those 50 guys that sit there for 1 hour,
that's
equates $5,600, $5,800.
Yes.
So that was the mindset whenever we started this, was that I want to be that guy that goes above me on, answers the phone on the weekends.
Right.
Answers the phone at night. Answers the phone on Fridays at 4 o'clock when you haven't heard from a customer in 6 months.
Who's answering?
And you really don't.
You guys?
Huh?
You're answering the phones?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but
don't answer my text.
You don't answer mine?
That culture part of it.
You're not paying him.
Right. He's bad. You're not spending any money. We're spending money with you. It's not fair. Right. So, but answering the phone and doing stuff like that, that's the culture he was talking about. We've kind of created this, like, if I don't answer the phone or our guys don't answer the phone, then Hector's going to go call the next person.
Who is available.
Who's going to answer my phone call when I'm annoying at 10:30 at night? Or like I said, the world's worst is the customers you haven't talked to in 6 months.
Right.
But they call you at 4:45 on a Friday and want X amount of things delivered within 2 hours. Those are the guys that get you. But you got to consistently answer it. And when he's talking about culture, I think we passed that down. We don't talk down to our people. We don't badmouth. Mm-hmm. And that culture creates a positive culture inside of us. There's nobody, you'll never hear him and I are coming down on somebody.
Sure.
I mean, just out of just blatant, hey, I'm better than you, or this or that. Right. We're all equals across the board.
Yeah.
Well, that culture is transported down, I don't even know the word to use. Anyways, it's fallen down from us to the next person. And now we've got 4, 5, 6, 7 people that are answering the phones.
Mm.
Warehouse, Leslie and Brandon answer the phones on the weekends.
Right.
Drivers are reporting on the weekends, whatever sales guys call. AJ, Stacy, Matt, Stephanie, Mark, they're all answering the phones. When somebody calls them, they pick up the phone because they know we might not have another shot at this.
Mm.
That's that culture we created. So when it goes back to kind of...
So all hands on deck. It's like somebody's they're on the ship and they're like, we got to roll this
boat.
We got to get this boat from, from point A to point B. Yeah,
right.
And they understand that, hey, you know what? It doesn't stop at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they see the vision. And speaking of you, one thing about you guys that I really admire is you're not just a culture, but you guys are really big in leadership. And, obviously your culture is a representation of the leadership that's in play. You talk about that, as far as you created a team that's willing to go above and beyond no matter what time of day it is. Mm-hmm. On the weekends. What was that? How did you instill that? You talked about, thing you talked about was like, okay, we don't talk negative.
No. That didn't give anybody the responsibility. That didn't give anybody they don't have that. They can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's watching. I think it's sitting back and watching. I'm not. Right. There's a lot of times these guys pick up my slack. I mean, there's a good percent of the time these guys inside pick up my slack and pick me up.
Right.
But I think they'll know if we're going to war, if we're going to battle, if there's something that needs to be done, they can call him or I and we're there. It doesn't matter. It's not, hey, I can't make it up to the shop. Can you go? I would love to go.
Right.
If we're around, just like anybody, everybody picks each other up. And I think that starts at the top.
Sure.
I think the respect for one another starts at the top.
Yes.
The way we all act around each other, the way we all speak to each other.
Right.
There's been bad apples before within the company that have kind of found their way out based upon the way they treat each other.
Right.
If I go out ranting and raving and throwing stuff and because I think, oh, I'm the owner, I can do this. That teaches nobody anything.
I recently, just this past week, I had to fire somebody. It's never a fun thing to do, but I think as time goes on, it gets easier. It's never it's not something that's, oh, I love doing it. But sometimes they kind of, create their own, path for
it.
Yes.
I'm driving to a meeting, and then I get a phone call from the office saying there's a near fight at the office here.
Oh, wow.
Right? And great guy. I mean, great talent, but man, it goes down to saying is that character will take you places talent can't.
Yes, 100%.
Right? Or is it the character will keep you at places talent can't?
Yeah.
Right, and as much as it is, but like there was fighting words that were involved and it was like near fight, but I don't blame the other guy for wanting to fight the person, But I had to sit down and say, hey, we don't tolerate, this is zero tolerance for this
stuff. Did you explain to them it's no longer SiteJab, it's Brand Nation?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. SiteJab is gone.
We didn't have, by the way, we never had near fights at the office before, but we did this time.
Yeah. Not when the name changed.
This is Brand Nation. This is something
we'll get to like boxing and MMA fighting here. And so I think they took it too literal because now we're partners with boxers and promoters, but you have to make that tough decision where no matter how talented somebody is or even how much money this person brings to the table, it's about principle.
Yes.
And it's about the culture you're protecting. How do you guys protect that culture?
You know, I think if Houston and I continue to be true to ourselves, mm-hmm. and be true to our employees, I don't think there's anything to protect. I think it's just automatic.
Right. Well, how do you handle the bad apples? They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had to get rid of a few of them.
Right.
A few of them. And it's nothing that we did. It's something that they shouldn't have done.
Right.
You know, Hector, I can tell you, brother, that him and I, we go above and beyond for our employees. Mm-hmm. We do things for our employees that I just know that companies don't do what we do
sure.
for them. You know, so they're just not an employee, they're family for us.
Right.
You know, when they need help, we help.
Right.
Personally.
Right. And that's a unique aspect. You know, one thing is that that's hard to keep that family mentality.
Yes,
it is. Very hard. And I'm sure you guys have come across in your 7 years and 8 years that you've come across where family,
mm-hmm.
and that hurts when they're doing things that family's not supposed to do.
Yeah.
You get burned. Take advantage of, right?
You got another 2 hours?
Yeah. You know, how have you handled that? How was that? Describe your reaction to that, and how do you handle that? Like, what is your response to? Because that's going to happen, especially so in the culture of like family mentality. Like, hey, we're all family. Not everybody's going to, you know, even Jesus had a Judas. Mm.
Yeah,
here's how Archie's gonna handle it. Yeah. I told you so.
Yeah,
that's how he's gonna look at me and go.
Yeah,
I told you so.
What'd you expect?
I laid all this out for you 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and you pushed against it. I told you so. That's what he does. Yeah.
But it hurts.
It does hurt. Man.
You guys. I mean, I've been out there a few times, even the festivals and the events.
Crawfish
balls. And you guys have a very close knit. Team, very
yes.
close.
Yes, sir.
And you know, even when you have out of your team, you're going to have a bad apple.
Yes, yeah. You're mm-hmm. always when you hire, you don't see any bad apples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or I don't. I'm talking about me. Mm-hmm. I don't see any bad apples. But what happens is, and I've seen it. I've been in management 25 years.
Right.
And what happens is, and it happens every dadgum time, is when you get a person who's been doing well and you kind of move him in a little upper position.
Right.
When they move in that upper position, they forget where they came from.
Mm.
So therefore, now they're in management.
That's different.
Yeah, it's different. They have a different mentality, and I don't understand it because him and I aren't that way.
Right.
We treat all of
you're here to serve.
Ways. Yeah, we're here to serve. 100. He's probably the biggest server I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we do that for our companies, but it just seems like when you give somebody a bump as far as a position, it's like, okay, I'm entitled to this or I'm entitled to that, or they start talking to their people wrong.
You know? Right.
Like they're up here and they're up here and the other one down here. One thing that I learned, I used to work for a company called Sealfast.
Okay.
Sealfast Incorporated. I worked for them for 24 years. And I know Les is the owner, Les Konikowski. When they hired me, they just saw a young kid, 29, 28 years old, something like that, 27 years old, you know, who's built like a brick house, worked out all the time, whatever.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't ever think that I would amount to anything, okay?
Right.
But I always watched him, and I learned so much from him that I implement a lot with our company,
mm-hmm.
okay? And one thing that he taught me, he says, Archie, don't ever think that you're better than anybody. Here you go. A lot of companies say, we're up here, or management.
Right.
We're up here and everybody else down here. That's wrong. You're here and the other people are here. You're all on the same playing field. You just have a different responsibility than what they do.
Right.
But we're all accomplishing one goal, and that is to make the company grow.
Mm.
And man, that stuck with me until now.
Right.
And we do teach that to our employees, that nobody's here and here. Houston and I, we're here. Y'all are over here, but we're on the same playing field.
Right.
And that's how it should work. That's how business should work, you know.
That's good. That's good. That's some good nuggets right there.
Yes, sir.
Are some good nuggets. Yeah. So, but
golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets. Yeah. Chicken nuggets.
There you go. Okay. I'll like go chicken nuggets.
But you know, you've in leadership, what are some takeaways? Like, just really quickly, Houston, you're young. You're 39, 30.
Yeah, be 40. 40. Yeah, okay. 40 in September.
39. Man, you're youngster, 39. Man. And what are some things that this part of the world is new to you? Well, now it's not. You dove right into management and running a business. What is some things that leadership has taught you?
Trust is a very volatile thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure at the end of the day, you don't have questions about your own trust within yourself, the way you treat people, or the way even your family, your kids, your wife, because it has a direct reflection on the way everybody else feels and trusts you as well. And that's one of the biggest things I've learned across the last few years. I'll trust anybody.
Right.
I will, man. I'm gullible.
Sure.
Big-hearted. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah.
Big-hearted.
But I'm the first one to jump on to do this. It's learning your distinction between not stressing yourself out or overextending yourself as a person, whether it's with trust, whether it's with funds, whether it's monetarily, sponsorships, whatever it is. It's trying to find that fine line. I still battle with it every day.
Right.
I still battle with, hey, if somebody called, they need this. I'm not talking about necessarily monetarily.
Sure.
Need a trailer to go over here and pick up for this or that. It's spreading yourself too thin as a person. And then when you get burnt or the result you thought wasn't to the expectation of what you thought it was going to be, it's dealing with that.
Mm.
So it's,
that happens a lot.
Yeah.
And
again, he'll look at me and go, you know, hey, well, what did you expect? Man, I expected a different outcome. So that's my biggest thing is the trust issue within yourself, within your family, within your business, within your employees, and them in turn having that same trust for you.
Yeah. So what's next for TPC?
Ooh.
You know, he's mentioned a couple of times that he's mentioned a couple of times that, you know, I get on LinkedIn every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day I'm on LinkedIn. I'm just scrolling. And I'll say, hey, so-and-so, they opened up a warehouse over here.
Right.
Man, do you think we get left behind? You think we're, you know,
right.
We're fine. A couple of days later, hey, so-and-so opened up a warehouse over here in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
See, man, that's what I was telling you, man. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. As long as we stay in our lane, we're going to be good. I do have some. I haven't told him yet, but
there we go. Hey, breaking news!
Right.
Breaking news! That's awesome. I don't know what's about to come out of his mouth. That's the matter.
Break it to him easy, Archie.
No. I can't do that. This has to be between him and I.
Right.
But So to answer his questions, mm-hmm. you know, are we not moving the way we should?
Sure.
You have companies doing 50, 60, 80 million. You know, we're down here. We're going to stay on our lane. And I always pray every morning. Every morning I get up, I'm drinking my coffee, listening to some praise and worship music. And mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm praying. I'm not a saint. By no means am I a saint. But I do know who our provider is.
Right.
You know, and I was praying about what he had asked me. Are we being left behind, what have you, and everything? And God just reminded me of something that a big purpose of us getting this business was to be, how do I word it without even spilling the beans or whatever, just to be on another level.
Right.
Okay. And so that's something that I'm going to share with him here probably in the next year or so.
Okay.
No, a couple of months.
Yeah.
Next couple of months. Next couple of months. But I really see some good things mm-hmm. That TPC is fixing to go into
right.
and everything. And I think once I talk to him about it, I know he'll be on board with it. And I believe this will take our company to the next level.
It's you're playing chess.
100%.
Yeah,
he's playing 3D chess.
That's not fair.
I have to.
Yeah, and using and God's helping you decide what your next move is.
I have to.
I was at my podcast last week. I had another entrepreneur and you know faith based too, and I said, man, you know, I've been in business 13 years, and I have not ever had one business owner that was atheist. I have Muslim. You know, they all believe mm-hmm. in something greater. And it's incredible to see how the thing is like we do. This is crazy what we do.
Yes.
You don't work 9 to 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it sounds nice. Go on vacations. When you go on vacations, you're still working.
Still working.
Right.
Yes.
You know, you're still in the grind and it's nonstop. You are the business.
Right.
The business follows you no matter where you go. And then and I'm not sure your case, but sometimes in my case, like Hector's out. You know, he's vacationing. Yeah, I'm vacationing. Finally, I get a vacation, but I'm still working.
Right, exactly.
Right? Or, you know, it's like, it never stops. But you have to do something, you have to be a little crazy and have to have faith with that to do what we do.
Yes.
To do what you do.
Yes.
And to do what you guys have done. You guys are really involved in your church. You guys put together, or you participate in the golf tournaments you guys are.
Yes, sir.
You know, you guys are really involved in the Mount Bellevue community. There too as well. You guys have the crawfish events, the festivals too as well. You guys have the band, and you're a part of a band too as well.
Oh yeah, Hollish.
Yeah. So how do you balance both of that? How do you handle? And you got
it's
kids.
My happy place. The band thing. Uh-huh. My wife goes, hey, you're trying to be a PGA golfer.
Uh-huh.
You have a business, two businesses.
Two companies.
Yeah.
You've got this. You've got that. Like, when do you slow down and stuff?
Right.
Like that? Well, that. Honestly, the band thing, dude, that's my happy place.
Okay.
That's my disconnect for 2 or 3
right.
hours.
Nice.
And that hey, by the way, Hollers.
The Hollers, yeah.
Live at Stingeries uh-huh. in Crystal Beach.
Uh-huh.
August the 8th.
Okay.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
From 6 to 9.
Okay.
Just throwing a little...
Be there or be square.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully this podcast should be done just right before then.
Awesome. Put it out there.
Yeah, but Archie, what is your escape?
You know, and I don't mean this in a bad way or any kind of way. It's just me. I really don't escape.
Mm-hmm.
The company and the employees are on my mind 24/7. I could be sitting down, my wife and I are watching TV. And
your mind is, yeah, both of you are like that, right? I mean, is this kind of like, or does your mind
my turn brain's out? Like, in the morning when I just can't sleep.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking nonstop.
Yeah, my mind's nonstop. Yeah. And so my eyes are on the TV, and she's right next to me, right there where you are. Babe! Oh, what's up, babe?
Yeah.
I've been talking to you. I said,
you're still
okay.
working.
Yeah, my brain doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't stop. However, we did go to Destin last week, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like, and you know, I got to hang out with all the grandkids, all the kids, you know. So watching them play and yada, yada, yada was great.
Right.
But I have to go up and sit on the balcony and just you know, what can I, you know, what yeah. comes to mind or what have you. But I'm always, always.
And sometimes it's those moments you get the best ideas or
yes,
the best
exactly. 100%, vision. Yeah, 100%. You right. know, which I've gotten a lot of that.
People say, just, Hector, why are you always in Cozumel? Because I'm thinking strategy.
Yes, well, exactly.
How are we going to grow this business?
Yes,
what's exactly. the next step?
Yeah.
Or why are you always golfing, Houston? I'm thinking of strategy.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to not lose the golf.
You know, a quick story, right. Hector. When we first started this business or think about getting the business, I had people
right.
that knew Houston. I didn't know Houston.
Yeah.
I just knew of Houston.
All the good things.
Yeah.
Good things,
but, yeah. but whenever they found out that him and I were going to get a company together,
right.
open up a business, man, don't do it. Mm. Don't do it. Why? Just don't do it, man. You know, you don't know Houston. We know Houston. Don't do it. I said, no, we're going to do it. And my wife and I, him and his wife, we prayed about it.
Yeah.
And it after 1 week, he called me. Hey, heard anything? My wife, she's a praying.
Yeah.
I'm warrior. Not going to use a, yeah, no, that's a good word. I was going to say praying fool. You know, meaning in a good way.
I call my wife a fool.
No, meaning that in a good way, okay? Meaning that in a good way, because she's always praying,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
But praying word, I like that, dog. Good job. Ouch. Anyway, and then I said, man, nothing yet. So following week, hey, man, or anything? No, not yet. What have you. Where was I going with this?
You were talking about...
You're talking about this, your escape, and then you're talking about that...
That's what happens when you're 65.
Then you went to your wife praying.
Praying
about why he should not be...
Why you shouldn't
not
be
partner with...
Yeah. So we... Oh, that's right. We prayed about it and everything. I'm not even Catholic. So we prayed about it and... Yeah, you know, without going into details, bam, it hit us. Yes, we're going with this. Do you know that? And they talked about him always being gone, always on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we got the company going, I was always on the golf course with him. You know, promoting TPC. You know, showing me
right.
introducing his customer and everything. But this man never stopped working on the golf course. His phone was steadily
right.
I mean, to the point where. Damn, get your phone, man. We're playing golf. We have customers, but he's taking care of business.
People don't understand. If they're not in golf, they don't understand that when you're out there, I've seen, I mean, people, you work.
Yeah.
The whole
you're working. You might be drinking.
Yeah. But
you're working.
Yeah. I mean, right.
And you're networking.
Yeah,
you're
networking and everything. Yeah. But I mean, just taking calls, mm-hmm. calling our vendor, ordering parts, getting prices, going, well, not getting prices because he normally wings the prices.
Yeah.
Just guesses at them. But he's normally right on.
Right,
normally
spot.
Right on.
You
spot.
Gotta remember all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't even know why I went there, but our company is successful, number one, because of God. He put us together. Mm. Number two, he knew that I never wanted a partner. I wanted to open up my own industrial hydraulic hose company. Okay. On my own. Yeah. But I really believe that God knew that mm-hmm. he knew our hearts.
Right.
He knew things that that I didn't know that he could help me, and things that he couldn't do, or same things I could.
Right.
You know, so I really believe that this is a good deal, and here we are, going on 8 years later, and we're still going strong.
You guys have done a phenomenal job. What would you tell somebody that's looking to start a business today?
Don't get a business partner.
I'm out of here. Hey, go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
But
man.
Hey, but put a plan together.
Right.
There's been too many people I've talked to that have it's got two or three pages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, put something together. Look at every bad thing. This dude told me before COVID, we were doing great, putting money back.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, we can go do this. We can go buy this building. We need to buy this amount of inventory. We need to do this. Hey, Just wait for a rainy day. There's not a rainy day.
Right.
We are booming right now. Now is the time to get it.
We were, Hector.
Now is the time. Let's go, Archie. Let's go. Hey, wait for a rainy day. COVID hits. Entire country shuts down.
Wow.
But you get your PPP stuff. You get this and that. Yeah. But you still have to figure out how to navigate, you know, what you went through, especially as a marketing company.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
We had all this put back.
Mm.
With this guy going, hey, wait for a rainy day. There's not going to be a rainy day.
Right.
There's not going to be a rainy day.
What's going to stop us? So of all things,
plan.
it was a disease.
Yeah, disease.
We put together a heck of a plan the first 5 years, and we stuck. Man, we knew to the penny what we had each month, at least for the first 3 years. We knew to the penny where we were. The plan saved us. And his put back, when I thought we should be hanging out with you in Cozumel.
By the way, I started going to Cozumel after COVID. Just to be after COVID, and I started going to Cozumel.
It was, but that put together a plan.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Hey,
put together a plan.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good stuff. You know, one more thing, and one more question, and a few more questions, and then, but you know, technology, right? You have AI and all this cool things. You see Elon Musk with the robots and stuff. There's a trend now that I noticed that what we were talking about and with me and another entrepreneur, how there's more of the youngsters are going more into trade work. Like my son's into welding.
Good.
He's you get more people that's going more into the industrial industry, more hands on. Do you guys see that? Do you guys see that there's more of a demand or more of a pool of people interested in the industrial world? Or how do you see where technology kind of impacts you guys? None.
I love technology, but I hate technology.
Right.
Okay. My brain doesn't work quick.
Yeah.
Like his does.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had several people. Hey man, can my son come work for you? He wants to learn. You know, wants to learn the pipe industry. Wants to learn the valve industry. No, we're not hiring. We're not hiring. I mean, that's just from people that I know reaching out. Maybe they're reaching out because we have a company, you know, get my son in.
Yeah.
You don't have to go hustle or whatever. But I think it's a good thing. I just don't understand it. I have my accounting lady and him, and then our other company, TSS, Tectonic Services and Solutions,
right.
Josh. He's a partner in that company also. He always helping me with technology.
Yeah.
You know, Texan tickets.
Your screen is like extra large fonts.
No, it's still not. It's still small. Still
got eyes.
I still got eyes. But going to the Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have tickets and how do I get my tickets, man? He grabs it. Here you go. Just show him that. Yeah. Awesome. I'm good. You know,
right.
I think technology is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out.
I don't think it's back to our industry. The downstream market, the midstream market, the way that you can't sit, you can sit, put them on assembly lines.
Right.
I understand that. But you can't.
And I'm not saying, like, for instance, from a perspective where it's going to hit you guys negative, but maybe it's more so there's more of a talent pool of individuals because their jobs are being replaced in the digital world, like us here.
Right.
Like, we've actually been able to, like, 2 years ago, we had 23, 24 people on staff. Now we have 13. But because technology was able to.
Right.
Replace a lot of those people with just.
I just don't think in our industry, I don't think you can replace customer service.
Sure. Right.
I would love to think you could and possibly decrease your headspace, but I don't know if it's there.
It's good.
As the growth on the modular sides of stuff for downstream, which is the chemical plants, the refineries.
Yeah.
As that increases based upon robotic welding and stuff like that, that might actually benefit us more. But as to say what we're doing right now, man, I don't think you can replace customer service. I don't think there's any part of AI that can learn entire industry that can answer a question about one flange.
You know that they could actually record your, they could get your voice and actually duplicate your voice.
I'm done. I'm out of here. that's actually what we're doing right now. If anyone said wrong,
This is not what's happening right now. This is computers. This is robots. Here. All right, we'll wind it down now. But you know, you guys could look in a few years from now. 5-10 years from now, looking back, what would you hope that you'd say your kids and family would say about you guys?
I don't know, man. I don't think about.
Your legacy? What would your legacy? Well, what would you want your legacy to be?
Well, my legacy. I would want my legacy to be for my family. Mm-hmm. Is that I was always there for them, that I supported them in everything that they did or got into or what have you, and most important, that I was a loving dad and a loving grandfather. Mm. That's what I want my legacy to be. Yes, I go to church and everything, but I just love my family.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's the greatest accomplishment for me.
Right.
So I don't know about him.
But. Houston?
Respect and entitlement.
Yeah.
I think for my kids and where we are right now, my wife and I right now, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you own a company. It doesn't matter if you work in the custodial industry. You have to instill in children and kids these days, and I'm big on my kids, mm-hmm. not to be entitled. I got a 10-year-old little girl right now.
Yeah.
That's
tough.
That is pushing the entitlement issue. Yeah. We can go do this or do that or this.
That's tough.
No.
Because you do everything you want today so they could have the things that you didn't have.
And I've almost ruined that, but it's the entitlement respect.
Sure.
My kids.
I'm going to go a little bit, one more question about that. As a father to those, how do you juggle, like, where they make sure that they don't grow up with entitlement?
A belt.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
It was that point. It's sitting down and talking, but when talking doesn't help, it's stern conversations. But it's also conversations about understanding.
Right.
About, hey, listen, drive by, look where I used to live. Hey, we used to go out on bicycles and ride around and not talk to our parents all day. And can I have my iPad back? You understand, we didn't even watch cartoons 8 to Saturday maybe 10 a.m. Saturday mornings. Okay? That's it. Then mm-hmm. your butt's out of the house.
Yeah.
And when your mom whistles, you're coming in. It's stuff like that I feel like it's been lost, and it was so awesome when we were growing up.
Right.
That's
and we didn't know that was a struggle in those days.
Man, everything was made. It was perfect, man. And that's my biggest thing. You talk about legacy or anything, it's respect, and it's not having some sense of entitlement. Now, whether it's for our employees, whether that's for my kids especially, or any aspect, that's my biggest thing, man. Mm. Is now I'm on a determination and a path to make sure that my children and friends of my children and anybody around my children, and that you don't grow up with thinking that you were owed something or thinking that I've got it. I've got this. No. You're going to go work just like everybody else did, because that's the only way you can be self-made.
Well, you guys have done a phenomenal job and a lot to look up to, you know, at TPC Industrial. Before we close, you know, we have people watching right now, not right now, but during this podcast. You're looking at somebody's, they're watching you guys and they're 22, 23 years old, want to start a business. What are one or two things you guys would tell them?
Like I said earlier, man, plan and go for it.
Yeah,
you have to take that leap, but you can't just take the leap because you want to do it. You got to have some type of plan behind it.
Right.
There's no way we succeeded without the plan that we put in place and the hours that we put in place with going over, I'm talking to the pennies and numbers and how it was going to work out across 5 years.
Wow.
There was no way it was going to be successful and stressful, but as stress-free as it could have been without a plan.
Right.
So go get it.
Yeah.
Go, if you've got something and you know you do, go get it.
Go with it, nice. You know, when we started, we didn't even have a certificate saying we were a company. We were just two guys that wanted a company. We would go to the Mont Belvieu Library. That was our office.
Wow. Yeah.
And we would go there.
That's a story.
Yeah, we would and we'd run copies. Yeah. Run copies and everything, write stuff down, make copies and everything.
You know, Houston's at the library again.
Yeah, exactly. But that was our office for the first couple of months, man.
Until
we got our building, but we'd go to the library.
He'd pick me up, take me to the office.
Yeah,
go sit there, dude. And we would crunch numbers and go through worst case scenarios.
Looking at your story and hearing your story, is that you guys made it happen, but you did it happen a lot. You leaned a lot on God and faith.
Yes.
But you did it strategically.
Yes.
You, when your knee-jerk reaction, sometimes you need that knee-jerk reaction. Yeah. You need to take that risk-taker. You need to be that risk-taking mentality. But then you also need to have, let's do it with being strategic about it.
Yeah.
And that's key, I think, you know, from what I've learned, listen to you guys. You guys have done a phenomenal job there at TPC in Mount Bellevue. If somebody's watching or listening, how can they reach out to you guys?
That's you.
Call Archie's cell phone number 713. You can go online.
TPCINDL.com.
You can call our number 346-240-4970. You can find me on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. You can find any of the guys we have. LinkedIn.
Right.
I mean, anywhere you want to go, just pick up the phone and call. We want to show you what we're made of.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Just real quick. Mm-hmm. We mentioned about our service and everything. We came up with a slogan that says, service is our priority, okay? We had one of our employees on Saturday was on the phone with customers till 1 o'clock in the morning. That's how dedicated TPC is.
Wow.
1 o'clock in the morning.
And that's what you get with you guys versus your competitors who
exactly.
are on the weekends. And
yes.
We're going to make it happen.
Make it happen. That's what it's about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, make it happen.
Make it happen. That's what we're about.
Appreciate the time, Adrian.
No, thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm glad to have you guys on board and, you know, on the show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Again, if you guys are looking to utilize TPC, make sure you guys go to TPCINDL.com. Hit them up. Of course, we have the telephone number there on the screen. And thanks again for Houston and Archie Lopez for watching. Of course, Houston's last name is Glover. They're not two partners.
I'm just being sorry.
Might as well. I'm kidding. These guys are phenomenal guys. Probably one of the best guys I've met along in my journey in business. I tell you guys, seriously, one of the greatest rewards in my journey in 13 years of business has been meeting some incredible people, and you guys are definitely on the top.
Thank you, Edgar. Really, I've come across. Really appreciate that, brother.
And really do look up to you guys. Thanks you guys for watching. Make sure you guys hit subscribe, share, and let us know if there's anything else that message me or message us right here on Instagram or whatever it is, and let us know what topics you would like for us to talk about in the next podcast. Until next time, it is Beyond the Hustle Podcast.